Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, it's a pleasure to introduce for the first time on VI Talk, Logan Gray from British Blind Sport. Hi Logan, how are you doing?
Not too bad, yourself?
Good, thank you. It's good of you to join us. I know you've got a busy schedule.
You're welcome.
So, do you want to tell us a little bit first about what British Blind Sport does and some of the things that have been going on recently?
Yeah, so I guess the strapline that sums it up pretty well is for British Blind Sport, we're trying to make a visible difference in sport. And so basically, we're a small charity who works with a lot of different organisations to create new opportunities for visually impaired people to take part in sport and physical activity and receive all the benefits there is to have from that. So largely my kind of role is around working with the different sports governing bodies and making sure that there's opportunities that can best support VI people to take part, and also work with the different VI organisations to make them aware of what opportunities are out there and making sure that these opportunities are promoted to VI people.
So you're exhibiting at Site Village this year. It's your first time at the Birmingham Site Village, isn't it?
It is.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going to happen with British Blind Sport at Site Village? Because it's quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. There's five Site Village events across the UK, I believe, and British Blind Sport will be at the three that are in England. And Birmingham is actually the only one where we can have some kind of practical sports tasters, and we're offering quite a programme of tasters across the 2 days, showcasing eight different sports: goalball, tennis, shooting, football, cricket, golf, running, and actually rugby. So rugby is a really new activity to the VI world, as far as I'm aware anyway, and I went down to the Worcester Warriors recently to see kind of how they're developing it, and they've got a really exciting package that they've pulled together, which will involve people of all sight levels. So that'll be the kind of the big attraction. But goalball, of course, is a sport that was developed specifically for VI people, and then running as well. We're kind of in the process of, relaunching our Find a Guide service, where people around the country will be able to find local volunteers who will support VI people to just go out running in the local area. So there's going to be lots to see and do and try, and the tasters will last around about 30 minutes, and there'll be a couple of opportunities each day to do them. So yeah, it really is quite exciting and definitely the highlight of the year for British Blind Sport.
Excellent. So that's quite a range of activities there that you've got going on. Can people just turn up on the day and take part in those, or do they need to sign up beforehand?
Yeah, absolutely. They can just turn up. But I think what we'll do is, once we've kind of finalised the timetable, which we'll be doing this week, we'll put it on our website. So if people want to know what sports are on when, then they can visit our website and make sure they're there at the right time.
So do you want to give us those contact details then, Logan, if people are for people who are going to be able to visit Site Village, but also if people aren't, then they can find out more details about British Blind Sport generally?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is britishblindsport.org.uk, and if for the less kind of tech savvy out there, then they can phone us on 01926 424247.
That's great, thank you. I mean, just another question: what ages do you cater for, and do you cater for any other disabilities alongside the visual impairment?
Well, of course, there's always a little bit of crossover with other disabilities when it comes to dual impairment. We focus on VI people, but of course, we want to be inclusive for everyone. And as far as events are concerned, if you can't make it to Sport Village at Site Village, It's part of a much wider program that we're running. We've got funding to deliver 24 events over 2 years, and that kind of started last summer. And we're really trying hard to get a good spread around the country so people can get a venue close to them and get along to try a wide variety of sports. And all of these events are free of charge as well. So,
are they listed on your website as well, Logan?
They are. The ones that are confirmed are. It's kind of a bit of an ongoing process in trying to find venues and partners to deliver the events. So, it's kind of one of these things you need to keep checking back on, or alternatively to follow us on social media, where, of course, as soon as anything's announced, it goes straight out and there on our Facebook and on our Twitter handle as well.
Brilliant. I mean, sport is something that many people in the VI Talk community do talk about. It'd be great if you were happy to at some point come back and tell us about some of the developments that you've had over the coming months going forward.
Yeah, that would be absolutely no problem. I'd love to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Logan, do you want to just tell us what your Twitter handle is for British Blind Sport, in case anyone wants to follow you for that information?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
It's at Brit Blind Sport.
Okay, that's brilliant. And I'm guessing on Facebook, if they just search British Blind Sport, you'll pop up somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, well, thank you for your time this evening, and we wish you all the best at Sport Village or Site Village, and hope lots of people come along and take part in some of the activities you've got going on there.
Yeah, so do I, and I look forward to seeing you all there.
Thanks, Logan. It's been a pleasure.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.